Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll share with you three ways of buying and selling businesses that you can use to generate profit. So if you're an advanced e-commerce entrepreneur, you've been in business for some time, you have the skill set, you have pretty much everything that kind of takes, you know, to grow the business, then you can use that skill set to grow businesses and sell them. So on an annual basis, in our company, we would typically sell, you know, like several businesses, like two, three, five businesses. So we would grow the store to a certain level and we would sell it for like basically cash infusion. That would be like a value that we built, right? It's a store that pretty much we run to the degree where it can be run by other people. Pretty much other team can come on board and run that store from scratch. Or we even sell the stores together with teams, right? So for example, some people that they can transition to those teams and to new, you know, owners, and they can run business with them. There's several ways of doing that, right? There's several ways of structuring those. So if you have the skill set of scaling businesses from scratch, let's say you have the experience of like growing like a general store, sometimes you can buy a general store that already has momentum, that already has the profitability. Typically, the value of e-commerce business or any business is considered what is called multiple. Multiple is how much you can sell the business for. So let's say typical e-commerce business would sell for like 3-4x multiple. So if business generates, for example, $1 million per year in profit, that business could sell for $3-4 million, right? Obviously, there are like different variables, and dropshipping businesses are valued slightly lower because it doesn't have any like brand equity or anything like that. But typically that would be within like 3 and 4. If you have the skill set of growing businesses, right? If you know how to scale businesses, then what you can do is you can buy the business as is, right? Like for example, buy the general store. Let's say you know how to run general stores. You buy the general store that already has, let's say, you know, pixels, good infrastructure, good team. Let's say that business generates, according to the data, let's say it generates like $1 million per year profit. Then you can buy that business for like $3 million. Most of the cases, you don't have to pay the amount up front. It's very like rare that you have to pay the whole amount up front. Typically, it can be financed by either the founders of the company, or it can be financed by the bank. And I mean, it's quite a complex topic. I'll just cover it like because this is a short video, but I want to show you guys the opportunity of not only growing the businesses by yourself, but pretty much buying the businesses that already have the profit, right? So pretty much like let's say you pay like $1 million, but you're buying like $1 million in profit, right? Obviously, you have to consider all of these things. Like for example, whether that revenue will be sustainable, whether that business has already been like, you know, let's say the obviously all of the typical things like feedback score, business page, ad accounts, the business manager, whether business is like very vulnerable to all of those changes, whether business has some kind of like great foundation that it, you know, that for example, for the next like 1, 2, 3, 4 years, you can run it and you can still generate decent amount of profit. Now, all of those things, they need to be considered. And so you can go, for example, to Shopify Exchange and find, look some of the deals, and I'll actually switch now to my computer. I'll guide you through some of these like stores, and I'll show you whether some of the metrics are good or not. So we'll basically do some analysis. So I'll show you exactly how to analyze these deals and how to find the ones that are actually very good. Hey guys, and so you can see here, we're inside of the Shopify Exchange. Now, this is just one of the places where you can actually buy a business, right? There are other like places. So I'll just show you Shopify Exchange, and I'll also show you some other places where you can buy and sell the business. So Shopify Exchange, for example, let's analyze some of these like listings. For example, this one here, right? I mean, this is a dropshipping store, right? Dropshipping, right? Potential, this one is like, I mean, there's not much value in it, right? Like this one, for example, this is just like dropshipping created like with a booster team, right? It didn't generate like a lot in sales. you can see here, like the cost, the value per visitor, because these are directly taken from the Shopify, right? So total revenue 15,000 and seems like 48,000 visits. So the value per visit is less than like $0 to $3. Ideally, it should be over $1. I mean, it only makes like $1,000, $200 profit. So the multiples, like they pretty much want like 4x multiple. This is not a good deal. I mean, you can build this store like within like a day, pretty much have like all of the same things, right? Like if you want to. There is no value because like these are not some unique products or anything like that. The design is, it's very straightforward. I mean, there's nothing special about it. It is not something that has value, right? So this is just the example, right? Let's see if we can find some of the listings that actually have the value. So this one here, it is... it seems like what this one is selling here. All right, so this is some kind of like niche store. Paper crafting. I mean, these so sessions, you can see this one already has more sessions. Like so value per session is more than $1, which is already like good. I mean, it's been around for like, you can see quite some time now. I mean, it just, it's not going anywhere, right? So If you would want to buy the business like this, then you would have to evaluate. You'd have to like evaluate kind of, you know, if that industry like has the potential for it to be like, let's say even, you know, like 1 million per year. Like at least I think that's like should be like a minimum indication. Then they give you the inventory, so it's like a bit, it's a bit like complex, right? And so the inventory, and it doesn't make like a lot of. It makes like, you know, like a 9-to-5 job. So if you wanted, like you could take this business and just take it, you could just take it and just grow it. But you would have to identify whether there's a potential in that niche or maybe some relevant niches that you can also tap into, right? Another one here, this is not true, right? You can see it's like, it's definitely inflated metrics. Seems like it's a dropshipping store. It seems like it's a dropshipping store, or maybe not, let's see. Maybe it's not dropship. Seems like it is like dropshipping store and just like general store, but then like these metrics are not correct. So they're either like didn't check it carefully or they're lying, but it's impossible to have $12,000 revenue, $9,000 in profit. Let's see if we can find any like good deals. Sometimes there are good deals here. Oftentimes they're like with these like private listings, so you cannot actually see, and you can see a lot of these like small stores, right? So a lot of people would actually build the stores and then sell them. That would be like their whole like business model. So would probably look for businesses that cost like over $100,000, because otherwise it's just like too small business, right? It doesn't even make sense to send. So here, this one, I don't know, would have to be like evaluated. Again, the metrics are very inflated. This is more like a realistic, or it's like 25% margin. So this one, health and beauty store was one main product. I mean, this is good. It's the only thing is like health and beauty. Right? If that's like health and beauty, it's obviously like vulnerable to like account can get shut down or stuff like this. Value per visit is good. $320,000 in revenue is good. Seems to be good. So, I mean, obviously all these like metrics need to be, you know, kind of like evaluated further, but this could be like a decent, right? And it could be structured like you could pay the owner like 30% like upfront, and then like the rest could be like divided into payments that could be structured like this. Now, this one seems to be decent, but it is like very, very inflated price. I can see already 80,000. So they're just like too inflated, right? Like $50,000 per revenue per month, 15,000 profit. So per year, it would make like, let's say 15, if it would be like in the same range, it make like $180,000. Then if you divide like 2,300, the multiple would be like more than 10. So it simply does not worth it. Multiple typically is like 4 to 5. And so you can see here, sometimes there are like good, some good deals here. We'll just sort by like most expensive ones. I think that would make like the most sense. So this is like a real business, right? Like 600. So they want like $600,000 for it. And it seems like, oh, it's more like, it's more like skips, right? I mean, this is a good business. So let's see, $600,000. So this business would make you approximately, like about 100,000, so it's like 6x multiple, still a bit on the higher side, right? Still a bit on the higher side. Now, this one here is a decent deal, like 20,000 if it's the same. So it would be 220 if these metrics are correct, because this is like, this niche grows, and specifically the e-bikes and that industry like grows significantly over the years. So if you can add more of those products and you can drop ship them like recently, kind of at a reasonable price, then it could be a good deal. So 240, so the multiple is less than 3, which is pretty good. But then the only thing that, you know, it's kind of like disturbing here is like $35,000 in revenue and $20,000 in profit, which seems like inflated. Very high profit margins, unless their margins are really, really good. Now, here we have the apparel business. Again, so the multiple here, again, value per visitor, less than $1, no good, right? Then average profit, so it makes around $100,000, and probably that requires you to keep the inventory, right? Or this is dropship. So yeah, it seems like you can see value per visitor is less than $1, and it is just stuck at that level. Let's see the brand. Yeah, very simple like store, but I think the price is inflated. The business should be valued like at the lower price. It should be like 200. See this one, 10,000 profit per month. Okay, so it's about like 120. So the multiple here, would be about, again, many visits and revenue is just like not reflected. So basically the value per visitor is not that high, right? That's a bit like disturbing. Revenue per month also, it shows like $18,000 and $10,000, like, so it shows like the margin is like 60%, which doesn't seem realistic. So here, private, all right. So this one here, this one seems like a good deal, like 3x, about like 3x multiple, which is reasonable. This one is not a good deal. You can see this is just some joke, I guess 3.2, and like, so the multiple is like 10x, because if a business generates like $36,000 in profit, then it's like basically 10x. So this one here, let's see what this one is. This is interesting business. This is not like something high ticket, right? But very like low priced. If they have figured out the advertising for it, right? You can see this is for like specific niche. Probably that business has like a ceiling, but if that business indeed generates like 26,000, probably that considers, okay, so that's, that had like, they had their peak because of the, and then it just like dropped. So yeah, it's very like weird. So that has to be like evaluated. So it could be that, you know, these metrics are inflated, and the one that month like just simply like just overthrew all the metrics, right? And that was like calculated like in the wrong way. Would have to be like evaluate how much the business, for example, made last year, because I mean, this year might be like outlier, right? And then it just like doesn't make sense. This one makes like 50,000. So this one about like 4x ROAS. This one has some very like interesting. So you can see there's some inventory supplier. So it seems like if there's like supply from, you can see the business. Okay, so there is no paid advertising, right? Which is awesome. And so list of about 1,000 subscribers, 600,000. Oh, you can see it. So there's like some extra value in this particular business. Profit, I mean, not much, right? But if you are like, if you want to invest, for example, and kind of like develop yourself in that particular like niche, then it could be good. And also if they have the organic strategies to grow, right? If those could be scaled, right? Maybe sometimes the business owners, they don't have the capacity to grow, right? Maybe they don't have like a proper team. Maybe they don't see how it can be grown farther. Then if you know how to do it, then you can just come in, buy the business. It makes like, let's say $4,000 per month in profit, and grow that business, scale that business to where it makes like $50,000 or $100,000 per month in profit by developing like new product categories, by advertising, right? So they don't even like advertise. And also you can see they have like way too many products, right? They have like way too many products. So a lot of these would need to be like cut, right? And kind of like focused on what's actually working. And then advertising those, these are some like good designs. Overall, like it looks more design. Like this is more like, seems like more like valuable than typical like dropshipping store. This is interesting. I mean, obviously, again, you can see this is like something unusual here. Happened in May. All of the e-commerce, right, just blew up. But then you can see it wouldn't make like too many like in sales, right? Like on a monthly basis. As you can see here, here's how to evaluate like the deals. Here's basically the just one of the platforms, Shopify Exchange. We scan this like platform pretty much every week. We're looking for the deals in a specific range that we are looking to acquire. It's not often. I mean, obviously, you know, if deals are good, like you have to like act fast, and also they're not that frequently that you will find like a good deal. But this is something that you can develop. Like if you have already like, let's say, some cash that like pretty much just stays or lays around, like you can reinvest that cash into buying businesses, maybe supplement your existing business and create like a portfolio of the websites that you can later sell or just grow them. Let's say sell, like you have like two similar stores and upsell items from one store to another store, and like, you know, and the same from with other store, then you can create and grow like both stores at the same time by utilizing, you know, more kind of like organic and all that within like your ecosystem. So this is actually what we do. We upsell items from one store to another and pretty much kind of like exchange the buyers from one store. This way we extend the lifetime value of each customer and make our businesses more profitable. Now guys, if you want to be in the environment of people who are doing this, we have our community, Commerce Scaling Secrets. So if you want to have like more like insights into how to buy businesses, how to sell businesses, then there should be a link below this video, and we'll basically show our students. Obviously not everyone on that stage, you know, some people are just like growing their businesses, want to scale them as much as possible, but there are some people that basically interested in buying and selling businesses and how to, even like after you grow your business, let's say there are a lot of people that grow the businesses to like $100,000 per month in sales or $500,000, sometimes $1 million per month, but then they don't sell those businesses and that value is lost, right? Like pretty much like lost opportunity, because you could sell the business for like $300,000, $500,000, $1 million and that would be like a good like cash infusion. And that cash infusion you can use to buy more businesses or reinvest into businesses, right? And kind of like create an overall extend your reach and net worth. So this is it, guys. This is what I wanted to share with you. Just another kind of like overview and another thing that you can do if you are already on this level where you grew the business to a certain level and you want to expand your overall like portfolio and overall business. So this is it, guys. Let me know if you need, if you have any insights about this in the comments. Like this video, subscribe to my channel. If you're looking for help with this, then there should be a link below to apply for a program, E-commerce Scaling Secrets. And we'll see how we can help you to sell your store and also how to buy other businesses. So this is it, guys. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next video.